This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. And I had the most fabulous time at the cannabis, huge cannabis show in Vegas. And I got to meet, and there's a picture of us. I believe Stephen may have posted it on Facebook. She's the one with the very tall, gorgeous mane of hair, Thunder Walker. And Thunder Walker is with us today. Thunder, did you have a good time at MJ Biz?
Frankie, I had a perfect time at MJ Biz. It was awesome. It was just being in Wonderland with cannabis and hemp. It was perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Yes. It was bigger than I was expecting. I have to say, it was a huge, huge show. How did you get into this industry and become such a trailblazer? And we have to tell everybody, a troublemaker. Go ahead.
Yes. So I'm a legacy operator, where I have over 7+ years experience in the legacy market, and switched that over into a dispensary, into a grow, and into a processing license through Oklahoma. And I'm amazed by how the industry is just jet setting into the future and all the things that it's able to do. So I got into the industry based off of health related items, just like other people talk about having loved ones with different illnesses. My father had cancer. My daughter is disabled. She has autism and she is nonverbal. Both, excuse me, instances, the plant has worked. And so,
yes.
I fell in love with the plant. And so I just never looked back.
Why is it so hard for people to understand the power of this plant? Let's talk about the stigmas.
Well, first of all, it's a female, right? And the plant is a female. And so I'm not shocked that people think that she's misunderstood and all these different things. I'm not shocked that she's stigmatized. Her name is Mary, and I just love her. Really, to be honest with you, I think it is a lapse of knowledge and education that has plagued our communities throughout history to understand this plant that grows out of the ground. It is such a beautiful plant. It has so many different remedies that it can help you with. It's great for building. You can, it's one of the strongest fibers to build a home or a building supplies. It also is great for just basically making clothing. There's so many different things you can do with this plant, and it's stigmatized because one of the things is it's cheaper to do 90% of the things that it's capable of doing versus the stuff that's not, that's manufactured. You know what I mean? This is something that's natural. It's holistic. And I think that greed has, made this plant have the stigma that it has. And that's where it is. So now that we are going back and reintroducing the plant, because the plant has been around for so long, we're reintroducing the plant into the communities, and getting a whole understanding of educating people about what it's capable of doing, you're going to see this plant soar. And so if you're not on this green wagon yet, if you're not on the green brick road instead of the yellow brick road, you really need to take a look at this plant and educate yourself. You don't have to necessarily get into the industry, but understand what this plant is capable of doing and know that it's able to solve some of our problems that we have as human beings. Education is the key.
education is the key. As a woman of color, there were many suits, white male suits, at the expo. But there were, it was lovely to see so many diverse other people at the conference, and I was so thrilled to see that. Give us your take on how to expand diversification in this industry.
Really, to be honest with you, this plant is for everyone, and sometimes we have to get out of our own way. So to diversify is to, once again, educate our community, start the process in so many ways. First of all, you have the political process. Advocate for it politically. Advocate for it so it's, you know, whether it's on a local level of decriminalizing the plant or whether it's actually saying, I want this plant sold in my state, whether it is medical or medical or whether it's recreational. Be supportive of those things. So that's the political start. Secondly, for us as a woman and a woman of color, what we really have to do is come out of hiding. And sometimes that hurts. You know what I mean? As a mother, I've actually been stigmatized because of the fact that I sell the product, because of the fact that I use the product. I'll never forget going into my pediatrician's office and not really knowing where to turn about my daughter's diagnosis and her health. We had tried everything with all of the therapies and the different oxygen chambers and everything that you could possibly think of. And someone suggested cannabis to us. And Texas, at the time had a compassion program and she qualified. And I walked in and I was excited and I told her pediatrician, we're trying something new. And he said, if you try that, I will no longer be your pediatrician.
Wow.
So we have to.
Really?
Yeah. It stung. He was there from the time she was delivered. I mean, he was there. And he's an excellent pediatrician, but his mind could not wrap around something new, something that he had been programmed to believe that was bad for people. But I had to make the decision and come out of the closet and say, as a mother, as a caregiver to someone that's disabled, we have to look at all of our options and make sure that we make the right decisions based off of the patient. And so that's what I did. And I haven't looked back. His practice is thriving, I'm sure. It just has one less patient, which is my daughter, because what's making her better, she's been nonverbal all of her life. All of her life, she's now 10 years old, and she's just now starting to put the sounds together. She's just now being attentive enough to go through speech therapy because the cannabis actually helped her slow down enough to actually go through the therapy and absorb the sign language, the PECs, all the different things that children and adults that are nonverbal have to go through. She is autistic and she has apraxia. So for me, it's coming out of the closet. So it's political, it's coming out of the closet. The third thing that has to happen is the support. So when you see someone that is going through a situation, educate them, support them in understanding how to dose. And so that's important to me. That's why I actually go on speaking engagements. I speak at several different conferences because I want them to understand cannabis real estate. I want them to understand dosing, and I want them to understand how it can improve our community by tax dollars, by wellness, and actually it can even improve our community by bringing people together. The most friendly thing about MJB is that you did not meet a stranger. You could go to any part of the conference. You could go to any after party, and people would talk to you, speak to you, be friendly with you just because
yes.
we had that one thing in common.
Yes,
cannabis.
Absolutely. That's so true. That is absolutely so true. Where do you see the industry and how, from your perspective, And as a real estate developer, you're a veteran of over thousands of residential and commercial properties built from the ground up. The publisher of Women Pushing Dirt, a periodical that highlights women in real estate, especially women of color, and encourages other women of all races to step into this place. Where do you see the next 5 years in the industry?
Let me just say this. My background
I'm gonna
is
let you, no, no, no. Let me. I'm sorry. Let me. I'm going to let you answer that because I just realized we're at the break. When we come back from break, we will do that. Thunder Walker is with us today. Women Pushing Dirt. Thunder Walker, CEO and founder. And Thunder, what's the best website?
You can find me at ProudMaryHoldings.com, which is our green cannabis real estate, and then womenpushingdirt.com, which is an organization where we talk about real estate and construction and cannabis together.
Wonderful. We'll be right back. Cannabis.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk, H is an Educational Odyssey. You know, it's so great that I got to meet so many fabulous, fabulous people at MJ Biz, and one of them is with us today. Welcome back, Thunder Walker. She's an extraordinary woman. Where did you get your drive to get into real estate and cannabis real estate? Where did that all come from?
Actually, it came from my father. I'm a daddy's girl, and he was one of the original African-American black appraisers in Texas. And so he appraised everything. He trained other appraisers in the industry, and his legacy continues on to this day, being able to sell, purchase, and give value to things of commercial or residential properties in the state of Texas. And so that's how I got into real estate. And basically, I wanted a car. Believe it or not, I wanted a car my senior year of high school, and I couldn't get a car without passing the real estate exam, because he was like, why do you need a car if you are not doing anything with it? And I was like, okay, I have to pass the real estate exam at 18. And so I went ahead and took all of my college courses, and I passed the real estate exam. I became a real estate broker, then after a broker, an appraiser, and then a mortgage broker. And then the real estate industry went nosediving. And so when I decided to get back into the industry, I took what I knew, which was real estate, and then I also was a legacy operator, and I combined those, and I start working in cannabis real estate and speaking across the country. I've been to KushCon, Women in Cannabis Expo. I am also the executive director of Cannabis Women Cannabis Chamber of Commerce in Oklahoma, and so I am dedicated to the craft. I want to see women and people of color succeed in this industry, and I know how to do it. And the way to do it is by following the five steps of being successful and being committed to making sure that you become a brand in this industry. And that's what I have to give back. And so I wanted to make sure that I cement myself in this industry to make sure that other people will come through me to get into the industry, just the same as appraisers and real estate people came through my father to get into the industry. It's the same frontier almost. We are doing things very different, very fast-paced. It's double Dutch jumping rope in the cannabis industry. So if you can attach yourself with someone that has been in the market for a long time, you can stay in the market yourself for a long time. You just need to get the knowledge.
Where do you see this all going?
It's going to be legalized. We are going to wrap our heads around it as a community, as a people. I think it's a human right to be able to have wellness, to be able to have options of healing yourself, not necessarily just chemical options, but a natural, holistic option. It should be an option to be able to build your property not only out of wood that's you know, rise and falls all the time, but something that is usable and that lasts a long time. It's all about choice. It's all about choice. And I think that cannabis allows us, and hemp, let me be clear, hemp allows us to have those choices and make better choices in our lives. So over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, I feel like the entire universe, the world, each country will make a decision about cannabis. And as they do that, we will keep moving forward. Right now, we have several states that it is legal. We have several states that it has been decriminalized. We are marching forward, and we will not stop. And when I say we, I'm saying everybody that is connected to this plant. we are insisting on the freedom of this plant. Unleash this plant. Let this plant be who she was meant to be. She has so many things and qualities to help the community and help people. There's no reason to hold this plant back.
Your message is a very strong message. As a successful businesswoman, as someone who's been a trailblazer, tell us where Making Trouble came from, because when I had an opportunity to be on Thunder's podcast, I got a sticker and it said Troublemaker. When did I first start making trouble? And I guess it was when I defiantly decided to do this radio show, Thunder. But what was it about you? I've been a troublemaker though most of my life, I have to admit. But I have full admission, I am a troublemaker. But I also believe in our rights and our freedoms, and that no one needs to mandate or dictate or tell me what I can or cannot do with my own body, with myself. And I think that this plant has gotten a very bad rap, and the stigma is attached to it. And your doctor was not the only doctor. There are many out there that are not understanding that this could be an option for opioid addiction, that this could be a solution.
I totally, totally agree with you. Troublemaker. That has been labeled on a lot of women and a lot of people of color. It's just been a label, and I decided I'm going to wear that label proudly, because there's such a thing as good trouble. And to be honest with you, well-behaved women seldom make history. So when I started to look at the women that have made history, whether it was Harriet Tubman, she went against the law. The law at that time was not to free slaves. Whether it was, there's just so many different women out there, in history that has made trouble. And I decided, I said, there's nothing wrong with that, because it's trouble at one point. But
absolutely. Absolutely. Back. Yes. We need troublemakers in this world.
Exactly.
We really do.
That's why I went ahead and named my podcast Troublemakers. It's troublemakersllc.com. And, I want everyone to understand that if you are driven to help people, then there's nothing wrong with disrupting what is currently happening. You know, sometimes you have to turn over the tables, you know. You got to turn over the tables in the marketplace so they can be fixed correctly.
This has been such a delicious interview, and I have to tell you, meeting you, your presence, and just who you are, what you stand for, is just extraordinary as well. So how do people find out more about you, look at all of the things that you're doing, all of the venues that you're involved in? What's the best way?
Well, I'm available for public speaking, so let me say that first for all of your events. I love doing that for people. Secondly, you can find me on IG. I am Thunder Walker. It's very simple. I am Thunder Walker. You can contact me there. And my website is proudmaryholdings.com. And the real estate and construction website is womenpushingdirt.com. And you can join right now for free. You can buy the dirt for free. And we'd love to have you. We have so many different articles on there that will inspire you, whether it's travel.
Oh, we've got to run. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Thunder. Best regards to you. It was so wonderful. And we will continue the conversation down the road, I promise. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I love having Michael Olson with us because Michael Olson, so knowledgeable. You are really a true I you're a Renaissance man, Michael, but more importantly, you're a keeper of the farms, and you're trying to get us as Americans to understand the power of farming and the importance of farming.
And the importance of having self-determination, you know, of growing your own or having somebody who grows it for you. Can you imagine how terrifying a world would be if somebody in Bangladesh turns off the food supply system that supplies us food from thousands of miles away? They do something. They turn the switch off. And what are we going to eat? We have nothing to eat. And so that's
exactly. Why
we need to figure out how to produce food locally. Not all of it, but we need to come to grips with the fact that we need to learn how to take care of ourselves, because they don't care about us. Unless they can make money, they have absolutely no concern about us at all. Only we care for each other. And we can do that by taking the 2x2 pledge, as simple as that, 2x2, you can search that and you'll find it. All it means is that I agree to buy $2 worth of local food every day and talk to other people into buying $2 worth of food every day. Now, if you stretch those numbers out, you'll see that in a very short period of time, we could be growing our own food and generating our own income, and we could be free, and we could be independent, and we would have a financial economy that would sustain us, all on $2 a day. If everybody were to
that.
Do it,
so wonderful,
how many
Michael.
People in your town? My goodness, that
yeah.
would make a huge income for farmers.
Huge income. We have to support our local farmers, and we have to support our local hemp farmers as well. And talk to us about.
Agreed.
We only could see hemp being grown at the beginning of this conversation years ago in Kentucky, and they took some of the tobacco fields and made them into hemp. But hemp is wild. If you go to where the USS Constitution is, right here in my backyard in Charlestown, there's wild hemp growing everywhere in the field near there.
Yeah, well, you know that as recently as World War II, it was against the law not to grow hemp. We needed the hemp.
Oh, I didn't know that.
For the war.
Yeah.
And when it gets right down to it, we still need the hemp because it's an excellent source of fiber, plant fiber. And so why can't we just grow it? Well, because many years ago, 1937, before World War II, when we ran out of prohibition, just think of it. When the United States ceased prohibition, what was it left with? An army of prohibitors with nothing to do. What are we going to do with all of these people who have been trained to prohibit liquor and alcohol? Well, we'll just retrain them to prohibit cannabis. They called it marijuana, right? The devil's weed. So we defused our interest in growing hemp, and we focused it on growing cannabis. And because we did that, we took what was grown for dollars per acre and made it into a crop that was selling for thousands of dollars a pound.
Wow. Yeah. Yep.
And so it's really crazy. Now, I wanted to do really quickly the great hemp loophole. Now, as we mentioned, hemp is now legal by virtue of the 2018 Farm Bill. Hemp consists of those plants that have less than 3% tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, by volume, dry weight. So let's say you have a flower that has, 18% THC. That's a lot. But what if you have an 18-foot-tall hemp plant that has only 3%. Okay? Well, what if you take that 18-foot tall hemp plant into the laboratory and cook it down so that you're left with those essential terpenes, some of which are THC and some of which are all kinds of other cannabinoids. So what you're doing is you're distilling that 18-foot tall plant down to its essential terpenes, which become very, very potent, right? But because you're consolidating, you're concentrating them down and down and down and down and down. And so that 3% plant all of a sudden has become much more potent in THC than even the flowers that were grown for the THC. Now, what are they doing with those terpenes? Well, they're putting them into glass pipes and selling them all across the country in convenience stores as hemp products. So all of a sudden, those class one narcotic cannabis is being sold legally as a hemp product all over the country for people who smoke their little glass pipes.
So,
and
Michael,
that's the great cannabis loophole, the hemp loophole.
Yes. So we are now at a crossroads, I believe, that we still need so much education. We still need to teach people about this plant. We still don't quite understand the farming piece of this plant. And so we're at this place where, if you could just share with us, where do you see this all unfolding and how?
Well, gosh, that's a very interesting question. Where do you see it unfolding? Well, I'll tell you what. I would not buy stock in a cannabis industry right now. Simply, you know, when cannabis was first legalized, the cannabis industry was infused by zillions of dollars in investor money. But what panned out was that it's so easy to grow the plant that the market is still flooded with product. So the margin you need, I mean, if you can grow a plant and sell it for $4,000 for a single plant, that makes it worthwhile to grow. But if that same plant it has to be sold for $20 in a market that's flooded with this stuff, it doesn't make any sense financially. So do you see where I'm going? It just doesn't make sense right now to invest in the cannabis industry until such time as they figure out how to gain total control of the industry. Well, how do you do that?
How do you even begin to do that? And I don't think it will happen federally for a very long time. I think it still needs to continue to happen locally in each state.
Probably the only way you can really deal with it, when it gets right down to it, is locally. And it's up to people, you know, to decide what they want. I, for one, would love to have some real good experimentation into the medical properties of cannabis. I would love to see those double-blind studies made. I would love to see factories turning out hemp clothing. I would love
to. Oh, so would I. I'd love to see that. Yes, yes.
I would love to see the rational use of cannabis.
Now, and let's not forget.
Are we going to?
Let's not forget.
Anytime soon?
No, no. But no. But it's a nice thought to think about sleeping on hemp sheets. And I have a towel that I got years ago. I can't wear this towel out. It's a hemp towel made with hemp. It doesn't wear out, Michael. It's still as soft and beautiful
Maybe that's why it's illegal. It's because it's so good. It puts everything else out of business.
Maybe. Yeah. Wow. This was wonderful. Always such a pleasure, Michael Olson. Give everybody how they can reach you, please.
Yeah, I'm at metrofarm.com, which is the name of my book about making a lot of money on small parcels of land by growing things that everybody wants and therefore is willing to pay you money for them.
That's right. Thank you, Michael. We'll take a quick break and be back in a moment. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer will return.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-694-1130. 800-694-1130. That's 800-694-1130.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All 5 cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my 3 children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, it is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency, an educational odyssey, and we welcome back, and Elliot, I don't think we ever spoke, though, have we?
No, we haven't. Nice to meet you, Frankie.
Oh, Elliot, it's such a pleasure. People love you. Elliot Aaron is known for his kind heart with helping others in need, and Elliot has worked closely with over 350 nonprofits and helped raise over $4 million for their causes. Elliot uses the power of art to harness the power of giving, and a portion of his art sales will always go to select charities. And how did you even get involved in the cannabis business? Tell us a little bit about the art and the cigars and how it all came together. Well, and now cannabis.
A mix of everything.
Yes.
I'll go back to 2007 when I was actually getting divorced, and I'm an artist, and I always painted. And after getting divorced, you know, your world is rocked. So I wanted to create a program for painting. And I saw a live performance artist back in the 90s do live painting with rock and roll music. It kept in my mind. So in 2007, I put together a painting program called Art Beat Live, which is performance painting. And then I wanted to also gear it towards helping raise money for nonprofits. So I'm from the Chicago area at the time. And since 2007, I've become known as, you know, a man with a kind heart. And using the power of art with, you know, the power of giving back. So I perform live art at charity events, corporate events, sporting events. I've done a lot, you know, since 2007.
Sure.
Then we fast forward all the way to 2019, and I move all the way up to Wisconsin, still painting and everything. I'm a cigar lover, been smoking cigars since I was young. I moved to a really small town, a very tourist town. Eagle River, Wisconsin, and there are no cigars. So I opened up a cigar shop within my art studio and gallery, hit a niche. And then in 2020, a woman came into my shop who was a sales rep for a CBD company. And she introduced me to CBD. I fell in love with it, started taking it, and started researching the benefits. And to be honest, you know, I smoked marijuana when I was young, you know, still did. But I really love the power of what CBD can do for you. And then in this year, in beginning of this year, in January and February, being an entrepreneur, I'm like, you know what? I want to create a product that is all Wisconsin and at honest, fair prices and educate the people on what CBD can do for them.
So, Elliot, this is so exciting to talk with you. And now CBD is part of your life?
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in CBD. You know, being a business owner, when COVID happened, you know, in 20, I'm a entertainer. You know, I would perform my shows in my heyday. I'd do like 130 performances with my art. And when COVID hit, like all the gig people, you know, gig economy, you know, we lost it all. And I was stressed beyond belief. You know, something I built up since 2007, just, I lost it. You know, just like a lot of people. So when the woman came in and introduced me to CBD, I started taking full spectrum, you know, with the benefits of stress and anxiety. And I tell you, and I'm a firm believer in it because I take four full spectrum of my gummies every day. But when I first started taking the CBD with my stress, and I noticed within 7 to 10 days, my mind just started balancing. And it kind of clicked, and I felt less stress. Yeah, you don't go from 0 to 10 right away with your stress level. Now I may go from 0 to 4, you know. But I'm a believer in it, totally.
Tell us a little bit, if you wouldn't mind, of why you're so passionate about it. Because I think that we judge CBD. We don't understand CBD. We take the wrong kinds of CBD. We don't take full spectrum. We don't understand. And I work so hard, Elliot, trying to educate people about the benefits of CBD. But it's not easy.
No, not at all. I think taking the full spectrum is phenomenal. But I think what education is missing, I live in a small town now, and it's a very tourist town, so people came in the summer a lot, and I was educating them, and I had a lot of clients come in and go, I tried CBD, it doesn't work. I go, well, where'd you get it at, and did they tell you how to take it? No, I took it on Monday, then I took it on Saturday, I didn't feel anything.
Right.
I go, no.
Right,
that's
yes, exactly,
is.
Exactly.
I've had friends on opioids, you know, and yeah, it works instantly. You know, CBD, no, your body, they have receptors, and they take it in, you know, naturally, and you got to take it every single day, at almost, you know, morning, noon, night, whatever you want to do, but just take it every day. I have a 25 milligram gummy, you know, that I produce. I think that's kind of the minimum that you should do, you know, even if it's just 25 milligrams a day. I go, just take it every day for 7 to 10 days. You'll click. You're going to see your body totally change. Now, everybody's different. They may need more, they may need less, you know, but that's what it is, consistent, and nobody educates, really.
It's just so critical, absolutely, to take it the right way. And consistency is the key, absolutely. Absolutely, Elliot, it is the consistency. Now, tell me where the art is.
My art? So
yeah, where are you with the art?
In terms of performing and everything?
Yes, are you back out performing again?
Yeah, I'm actually driving right now to Nashville because I have a performance tomorrow for a corporation, and then on Thursday I'll actually be at the Titan Stadium performing for a nonprofit.
Nice.
So I'm on the road right now traveling. Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you, Elliot Aaron. You're making a difference in this world. So appreciate your stopping by Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with us. So appreciate it. Give us a website.
So it's takecbdtoday.com. And that's what I believe in, taking CBD every single day.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Elliot, and thank all of you. Another edition of the Cannabis Show, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day, everyone, and smile!
Every trace of sadness all goes to, maybe ever so near, and if you smile through your tears and sorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow, you'll see that life is still worthwhile.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.